This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Junkies and Blunkies, welcome back to the NWA Saturday Special on the Place to Be Wrestling Network, the best wrestling podcast network in the entire world. Universe, we'll even say universe, how about that? Wow, we got a lot to talk about today on the NWA Saturday Special. Finally, I am happy with a power show because the last 2 weeks, last week was better than the first week after the pay-per-views at the Chase. But I can't do this alone. Have to bring in my partner to break this all down. Another week. I can't believe how fast the weeks are going. Welcome to Podfather, Scott Criscolo. Welcome, Podfather. How are you?
I'm hoping that they'll sign that Bush Light sign that just sits on a chair. I think the greatest thing about watching these shows at the Chase is that they have the Bush Light logo just sitting on a chair. Sounds like something in my house. Like I put my bag on my CBS radio stool. It's like, we got nowhere to hang this thing. Lean it on the chair. It's such a Scott Criscolo thing. Just lean it on the fucking chair.
They call that product placement.
Yes. Yeah, I know.
I'd love to see somebody take it and actually hit someone with it.
Oh, I was hoping this past week we were going to get that, but alas, we did not. But that's okay. Doctor, always a pleasure. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the special. This past week we talked. I know we were a little hard on Power the 2 weeks after the NWA pay-per-view weekend in St. Louis, but they definitely made up for it this past week. As a matter of fact, Dr. G, for the first time in NWA Saturday special history. Well, I should say first time because we did it during the Mount Rushmore series last year. I'm going to add a little audio to the show this week. Then, huh? Look at me being all.
Ooh, we're getting big. The budgets are getting bigger.
Editing fancy pants here. Because one part of this past week's episode of Power that you and I couldn't do justice to was the opening promo of the show involving our NWA World's Heavyweight Champion, Trevor Murdoch, and former champion, the National Treasure, Sean Kidd would call him, the uncrowned champion, Nick Aldis. We're going to play a portion of that interview segment from this week in a few minutes because it deserves its own moment because you and I mean, we'll comment on it, but me trying to like read it out and stuff would not do it justice. So it was a great promo. But before that, though, some news came out the last couple of days in the world of the NWA. We thought, Dr. G, that our next big show would be Hard Times 2, which would take place in December. I don't know when the date is. I keep fucking that up. I forgot that last week, too. Let me take a look at the date so I get it right. The next NWA pay-per-view.
It's the 4th, is it?
Is it the 4th?
I think we're so. Bad. I'm getting all my dates confused. I do this in my regular life these days.
I know, yeah. I think it's December 4th, but let's confirm that. Excuse me. It's not on Wiki yet. Usually they put it on their schedule. Let me bring up the calendar and put the date. But anyway, that was the next NWA pay-per-view. Let's see. It's the 4th. Saturday the 4th. So the next it's genocide. She's here. We're going to do a little workout later. I had reach and flexibility. All right, let me do that again. All right, so I have to break this into three parts now because I'm going to stop it for the promo. All right, 3, 2. So at Hard Times 2, that'll be on Saturday, December 4th. But, Dr. G, we actually have a pay-per-view before that. How about that? How about fucking that? Tried and True Wrestling. We've talked about them before. That's the wrestling promotion in southeastern Tennessee near the Kentucky border, run by Crimson. As a matter of fact, there was a pay-per-view back in 2019 that they co-sponsored, I guess, with the NWA. That was the show that had the Josephus, David Arquette hair versus hair match. Well, they will be hosting a big show co-sponsored by with the NWA. It's going to be called By Any Means Necessary. And it will take place on Sunday, October 24th from wherever in Clarksville, Tennessee.
The main
event has already been booked, Doctor. And guess what? You, sir, have finally gotten what you wanted. After that weirdo slapfest thing that they did this past week on Power, which we'll talk about in a second. Crimson and Jax Dane, the former tag partners in the War Kings, will settle it once and for all inside of a steel cage.
Love it. Finally, Dr. G.
You have gotten, because I wanted it too. We've gotten our steel cage match, and it'll be on Sunday night, October 20th.
Old school booking. I love it.
Yep.
Settle it in a cage.
That's right. And that show, you could get that pay-per-view. I don't know how much it is yet. I'll have to check Fight TV. I don't know if you could buy it yet. It will be on Fight TV, which means join us. That Sunday night, October 24th, on the Place to Be Nation Twitch channel for live commentary with you and me, Doctor, and of course the Kettleman, Callum McDougal, and maybe Sean Kidd will join us if he thinks that
we'll break the record for most
watches. I don't know. Thanks to you, wonderful fans, we had a hell of a weekend with Empower and NWA 73. Tons of watches. Thank you so much for your support. And we just love giving you content. We're going to do it again with our live commentary of By Any Means Necessary on Sunday night, October 24th. So we got a little show to look forward to. Maybe they'll, I don't know if they'll pump it up on Power because it's kind of a separate thing, but I don't see why they wouldn't.
Anyway. No, I think they should if they're going to put it on Fight TV. That means if it's on Fight TV, it's part of NWA's contract with Fight, I would think.
So, you excited?
I am excited.
All right.
Because you need a little something. You need a little something in the fall. Kind of get you ready for hot. Say hard times. I like the way you say it.
I will say it, but I'll have to make, we have to get Callum to say it. But I say hot times too.
Yeah.
So
I'm looking forward to something to just kind of, because you know, certain things that will happen at that pay per view will bleed over into, the Hard Times 2 pay per view. Kind of set things up a little.
I agree. We don't have anything. There's nothing on Fight TV yet. So once we, starts to happen and we get closer, we'll let everyone know, the price and everything. It'll probably be like, it won't be like a NWA show. So I can't imagine it being more than like $15 probably. Maybe it'll be 20. Anyway. So I'm pumped about that. So we'll talk more about that as the weeks progress. I'm sure they'll keep pumping it up. All right. Let us talk about this past week's episode of Power because it was really good. We've seen some storyline advancement. We saw some chaos, which I've been begging for on Power. I felt like Billy was trying to make it too like narrative scripted, and instead, it was actually a little too canned, very Vince-ish, but not this past week's episode. I was very excited. Very excited. So we begin. Again, I'd like to thank my man Josh Lopez for helping me with my notes. Smart man. By the way, don't you love the promotions, Dr. G? The when they pump the show up, it looks like old like PWIs or, you know.
Yeah, the retro look, I like it.
I like it a lot too. Very The Wrestler or Inside Wrestling, or of course our favorite PW. You know, the PWI t-shirts are back. If you go to Pro Wrestling Tees, you know, like the old school red PWI shirts. Come on, you wanted a PWI shirt.
I did when I was a kid. You know, it's so funny because, you know, things weren't readily made like they are today, you know, marketing-wise, that all those things. I mean, I know they were kind of around, but, you know, like everybody, we always wanted one of those hot rod t-shirts. And then, you know, WWF yes. did eventually do it. But, you know, like you saw those things on TV and you're like, oh, I want one of those. Well, how many times when we were kids? Oh, I wish I had a belt. I mean, come on. I tell you all the time, I remember making the paper belts. I'll never forget I made the big gold belt out of paper when I was a kid one time. I wish I had pictures of it. And, you know, now you can get them. You can buy them on the, you know, online now. So, mm-hmm. you know, all those things. And that's one of those shirts, you know, that you always said you wanted when you were a kid. You know, because sometimes the wrestlers would wear them. I remember the Road Warriors coming out on TV with them a few times. I think they were even on the cover of one of the PWIs and those shirts. So, you know, it was just a simple shirt, but something everybody always wanted because that was where we got our news when we were kids.
Yep, yep, yep. I remember the biggest PWI, I think it was Angelo Mosca, when he was holding up Flair after Flair beat Harley at Starrcade 83. And I always remember the cover. He always came into the ring and he had a PWI t-shirt on. I always thought that was fucking cool. You know why it was cool, Doctor? Because the wrestlers wore it. That's why.
Exactly.
And it made it special. So, all right. So we are in the chase. And our announcers are our usuals, Joe Galli and Tim Storm. And it's time. It's what is it? It's time. It's time. It's velvet time. Is that what he does with his goofy with the weird hand thing? Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. More matches in the number one contenders tag team tournament and some other fun stuff as well. But let us get down to business. We begin with Kyle Davis, who was at the podium with the NWA World's Heavyweight Champion, Trevor Murdoch. And this is one of the things, Doctor, that I got to say, Trevor's got to do a better job of. He did not have the belt with him. Come on, Trevor, you're the champ. Show that bitch off.
You know, when he was looking down, it looked like the belt was on the actual podium, you know, like you just couldn't see it, you know, it was, but I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
See,
during the interview.
Got to do what Nick Aldis did. You got to stand the belt up and gloat about it. Come on, Trevor. Be proud of that thing. It's not a coaster for beer. Come on. Anyway, he's at the podium, and he calls out right out of the gate. He calls out Nick Aldis right out of the gate. So after he did his – he did a cut of promo last week that was very good. Out comes Nick Aldis. Now, like I said, Doctor – you and I can't give this this promo any justice. I'm not going to read it. So I don't usually do this often, but I'm giving full credit, in case they're listening, full credit to the National Wrestling Alliance for this off their YouTube channel. Here is an excerpt of the promo this past Tuesday on Power between Trevor Murdoch and Nick Aldis.
First, I want to thank you for coming out here. For the last 3 months, you and I have went to war, brother. We have said things, we have done things that are out of character. We have basically did everything we could to get under each other's skin and throw each other off our game. When I would sit in Harley's office, he would describe to me what a champion should be. He's a man that the belt didn't make him, he made the belt. When you're a world champion, you walk around this earth, you let everybody know you're the world champion. And when you step into the ring, you let everybody in the world know that you are the baddest man on the planet. I want to let you know, personally, you always checked all those boxes. If Harley Race was here today, he would look at you in the eye and say, in my best Harley Race voice, good job, kid. So with that being said, I have nothing but the utmost respect for you. You carried this with pride. You defended this to the very last inch of everything you had. When you and I went toe-to-toe at 73, I've never been in a tougher fight than I was that night. You made sure that if I did beat you, I had to earn every single inch of it. I get a little emotional, bro, but that pulls at my heartstrings. And with that, and the respect I have for you, I'm going to give you the floor and speak to the people, because you deserve that respect and you deserve that moment, no matter what happened at 73.
In 2007, a skinny punk kid scraped together the 30 quid a night he was making on the holiday camps wrestling every night to come to Eldon, Missouri. He scraped together that money to come to Eldon, Missouri, because he had an opportunity to learn from Harley Race. And besides the fact that I was training with Harley Race, which was already mind-blowing to a kid like me, the other part of that that always stuck out was the fact that one of the WWE tag team champions took time out of their time at home, which, as we know, is pretty limited. Took some time out of his day to come to that camp and talk to those kids, pass on that wisdom, give his advice, and that was Trevor Murdoch. I always remembered that. And that's why when we were at Harley's funeral, I looked you in the eye and said, why aren't you wrestling anymore? What the hell are you doing? And I said, come to Atlanta. Please just come to Atlanta. The NWA is different. The NWA is where we celebrate wrestlers like you. The NWA is where we celebrate real men who fight like men. Who treat this business with the respect that it deserves. And more importantly, treat this championship with the respect that it deserves. So if I had to lose to anybody, I'm glad that it had to be you. And now you deserve your chance to prove to the world that you are everything that Harley Race said you could be. And you deserve that opportunity to represent this company, represent this sport, represent this business, and represent every champion that came before you and I. And I'm going to give you the floor because it's time for me to step away for a while. So, if I could offer you one piece of advice, sir, it will be the hardest but most rewarding experience of your life to carry the weight of this championship. And it was the honor of my life to be the world's champion. So now, the floor is yours.
Pretty awesome, I gotta say. I'm glad. Thank you again. Full credit to the National Wrestling Alliance for that. It was on the YouTube channel, but I wanted them full credit. I wanted you, the listener, to listen to the actual promo rather than G and I fumbling our way through trying to analyze it. Exceptional promo, and shows the respect. As great a heel as he is, Nick Aldis gets the respect of pro wrestling. You know what I mean?
No, he does. And respect for the NWA and the lineage that championship has.
Yep.
And that's, you know, he's the face of the company, and he's been the face of the company since Billy bought it.
Yep.
You know, 4 or 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm. I guess 4 years ago, right? 2017, I think he officially bought it. So anyway, tremendous promo. If you want to hear it again, it's on their YouTube channel, or again, $5 a month. Get the power package on Fight TV, because you will not be disappointed at hearing it and the respect.
There was a show of respect between both guys.
Yep. Absolutely.
Where Nick Aldis is going to be going from here, that's the interesting thing. We could always all speculate.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I think he's taking a breather. Although the promo on YouTube today promoting that show in Tennessee on the 24th of October, they say he's going to be at it. So interesting. So we'll see what happens. All right, let's get to the ring.
It's going to be interesting to see. Although I think he's going to be the champion again, but it's interesting to see if Strictly Business will turn on him.
Well, let's put it this way. Something interesting happened at the end of the show, and we'll get to it when we get there, but I noticed something at the end of the program, so we'll get there in a second. All right. Our first match, we continue on with the number one contenders tournament for the NWA World's Tag Team Championships, currently, of course, held by La Rebellion. It is the former champions, Aaron Stevens and Kratos, as they take on the Rude Dudes. I've been a big Kratos fan. You know me, Doctor. Love Haas wrestlers, and he definitely is a Haas. Speaking of Haases, Aaron Stevens.
Ooh.
Might need to hit the gym. Get a little flabby. Just a little.
Yeah, it doesn't look like his WWE days, that's for sure.
No. Not at all. But a fun little match. Kratos sends Stanley face first into the canvas. Kratos connects with the deadlift vertical suplex to pick up the win. That was the climax. After the match, Kratos tries to pick up Steven's spirits. Stevens tells Mae Valentine that he has some decisions to make. So after being very unified during their mini feud there with Lauder Bellion that ended with them losing the tag titles. Now they're back to kind of being sort of at odds. And but instead of Kratos being pissed at him, Kratos is trying to fire him up.
What do you think? Yeah, it's interesting. Well, you know, they drew it out. It's one of those storylines. I think eventually it's going to lead to a breakup, but they're letting it marinate, and they're kind of doing different things where it's not not as predictable.
Because I agree.
We thought kept thinking it was going to happen, and it never did, and now they're making us think again. Yep. But now they're trying to do a different kind of storyline where it looks like Kratos is trying to bring out a certain fire in Aaron Stevens.
Mm-hmm.
Or
I agree.
Is the fire that he brings out that his back is heel fire again? I don't know.
Mm. I'm looking forward to finding out. Anyway, they move on to the semifinals. Then we get the next segment, which I was very happy to see. James Storm is at the podium. So that means Dr. the Cowboy sticking around. I am very, very happy about that. And you know that. You know me.
I think James Storm definitely elevates the talent and brings a little extra something to the table for the National Wrestling Alliance.
Which means, NWA, we need a James Storm t-shirt. James Storm t-shirt.
I agree.
Is what we need. He challenges Jedaeus to a match. Of course, Jedaeus, the number one contender for the national championship after winning the Battle Royal at NWA 73. Father James Mitchell, the sinister minister, denies Storm's challenge. Their focus is on capturing the belt from Chris Adonis. Mitchell calls Storm a pimple on the ass of progress and a glutton for punishment. What are your thoughts?
It's this is interesting. I like this little feud going. Again, Father James Mitchell bringing him into the fold. He always brings a lot of controversy, a lot of heat. And again, just having James Storm in the National Wrestling Alliance, that's just it's a name that's been around for a while, and someone that can help the others. You know, never mind what we see on screen, but behind the scenes. To help some of the younger guys advance their careers a little bit. And you could see, James Storm being in the, I guess for now in the mid-card mix with either the national title or the NWA World's Television Championship scene. What do you think?
Well, of course. I mean, who's to say James Storm can't be world heavyweight champion? I think he'd be an amazing world heavyweight champion. You know?
He would, but I think in the beginning he's not going to be in that mix. But yes, I could definitely eventually see him in the mix.
Yeah, absolutely. At least any doubt I'd see him in the mix. So that was fun. Then Mae Valentine is with Chelsea Green, who is in her crazy phase. She walks around with the trophy and she's like all fucking nuts. That was her Impact gimmick after she lost on Power last week. I thought that was kind of cool. And then Kira Hogan is still up Mickey James' ass about something she said about being disrespected. So that's very strange. Of course, we saw Kira Hogan at the AEW pay-per-view, too.
We did.
In our second match of the night, we go to the women. One half of the World Women's Tag Team Champions, Marty Bell. The other half of the Hex, Allison Kay, joining her. Taking on Pola Blaze, one half of her tag team with Genocide and Taryn Terrell there, too. A fun little match. Marty Bell hit a couple clotheslines in the end, hit the rolling elbow for a two count, then hits the pedigree. Did you see that, Doctor?
I know. I knew that was going to make you happy.
Marty Bell hit the pedigree. Very impressive. Then, the first of many fun moments on this Power. Molina was on commentary. Tim Storm took a seat. So it was Joe Galli, Molina, and Velvet Sky. Molina's having a conversation. And then out of the blue, Camille comes running in like a bat out of hell and beats the shit out of Molina at the broadcast table. And then just walks off. That was awesome.
I love all that.
Billy Corgan. I'm not saying Billy Corgan do it every week, but once in a while, think outside the box, you know? You got to start saucing up these feuds. Good way to do it.
I like it. I like the unpredictability of it. Yep. Like you say, you don't want to have it all the time, but you do need it every so often. You need a little edge.
I do. I do agree with you. You gotta. The first show the week after NWA 73 was so scripted and dull. Felt like a Raw. Last week's was a little better, but this week they definitely were doing that. So I like that. So the Camille Mickey Jane Camille Molina storyline continues. So next match, a triple threat match to determine the number one contender for the world's television title. The match is Scion, which as we mentioned is the name of the mask guy, Jordan Clearwater, and Jeremiah Plunkett. The winner will get a shot at the world television title, of course, currently held by Tyrus. And once again, my whole thing is my whole theory is continuing to matriculate. And Kyle Davis even said it last week. Austin Idol is secretly rigging all these title matches for Tyrus so he could inflate the Lucky 7 total to get his world title shot by having all of his title matches against the guys in Austin Idol's faction. And indeed, speaking of old school Southern wrestling, Clearwater won the match because while the Boston Crab, Scion had the Boston Crab on Jordan Clearwater, Austin Idol pulled out something. I want to say it was a roll of quarters because that's very Southern, if you know what I mean. Smacks Scion in the face.
Memphis.
Yep. Clearwater hooks the leg. And Jordan Clearwater, part of Austin Idol's group, is your number one contender for the television title and will get a future match with Tyrus. Tyrus, of course, is glaring at him. But you know the whole thing's all bullshit. At least that's what it should be. It should be all bullshit. That's my take.
I like it. It's just good heat.
And this time they acknowledged that it was a pre-taped match. So once again, like that match we had last week, Doctor, it was definitely before the pay-per-view that Sunday because the stage was there with the big NWA, like the pay-per-view,
yep.
And there was literally nobody there.
You know, I have to be honest with you, even with the crowd that's there, obviously it's not, you know, the tapings aren't sold out. I'm not liking the feel of it. Now it's making me miss the GPB studios the way it was before the pandemic.
I agree.
I don't know. It doesn't, you know, because I thought the pay-per-view had a great feel to it at the Chase. I'm not sure. I mean, I know that there's so many hours of that they're filming. So
right.
You could see at various times, like there's bigger crowds than other times, you know, depending on, you know, what they filmed or when they filmed. But I don't know. I a little disappointed with the feel of the Chase with the power tapings.
I agree. Well, I don't know. I don't think they're that bad, but yeah, they don't have the same energy that the GPB does. They'll be back in the GPB probably in a few weeks. So there we go. And our main event of the evening is what is called the humiliation something. Anyway, it's between the former War Kings members, Jax Dane and Crimson, and Trevor Murdoch, our world's champion, is the special guest judge. And all it is you've got to slap each other in the face as hard as you can. That's the thing.
I have Have you ever seen this on a wrestling show before? I haven't.
I have no idea what they were doing. It was very strange. Anyway, they're smacking each other. It's open-handed slaps, which was funny. By the way, there was a promo. Sorry, before we get to that, there was a promo with the Pope and a couple of other guys. I think it was the guys in his winning team from the Champion Series. And the Pope was alluding to the fact, Doctor, that he knows that Trevor Murdoch's eyes are looking back at him.
Yeah, I definitely think the Pope is going to be a heel again. He's a better heel anyway.
Yeah, I agree. I think he's going to siphon off of.
If all this isn't going to be in the picture, I don't know what they're doing with that. I would love to see Murdoch against the Pope.
Yeah, I do too. And I think Sean Kidd would probably have no problem with that. All right, so I just want to make that mention that the Pope cut a pretty good promo. All right, so now we get back to the slap fight. So Jack Stain open slaps Crimson. Crimson open slaps Jack Stain. Then as Stain is about to do the next open slap, and here's where the fun begins, Stain sucker punches him. And then the whole thing breaks down. Dane stomping on Crimson's chest. Trevor Murdoch's trying to break it up. Jack Dane also has a title shot because he was on the team with Pope too. And of course, remember Jack Dane, former NWA World Heavyweight Champion. So as Trevor Murdoch's trying to break up the brawl, guess who runs in? Brickley Business. In the ring goes Tom Latimer and Chris Adonis, and they beat down Trevor Murdoch. But what name did I not say, Dr. G? Not say National Treasure, Nick Aldis.
That's right.
Did not come out to join him. Did you notice that?
What's going on?
Very interesting. I wonder what Sean Kidd's take is. Dane is choking Crimson with his boot while Trevor Murdoch's getting the shit beat out of him. The Pope comes into the ring to make the save. He clotheslines Latimer over the top rope. Murdoch tees off on Adonis. Pope hits a flying crossbody block to the outside onto Latimer, which was actually really cool. Then all of a sudden, Jedias comes in. He's about to go after Adonis. But then James Storm comes out, starts beating on Jedias. So we got Dr. G fucking shit everywhere.
A little chaos.
Dane and Crimson brawl towards the commentary desk, which is awesome. Murdoch sends Adonis face first into the ring post. Dane gets up in Murdoch's grill. Crimson attacks Dane from behind. Absolute anarchy and chaos at the end of Power, Dr. G, and you could not have been happier. That's Love what it. Power needed, Dr. G, was fucking chaos.
It did, it kind of gave you that old school feel of, you know, like when the occasionally that would happen on the old 605 show. And, you know,
the horsemen, we'll the Road Warriors.
We'll report on this next week or whatever they used to say, you know, at the end.
Yep. Did you like it? Come on. You love the chaotic violence.
I love. There's nothing better than chaotic violence.
There is. It was very good. We went off the air with chaos and violence.
I didn't feel like I was bored at any point in this show, where the other two shows, I can't say that.
Right. I agree.
You know, the first two shows after the NWA 73.
Mm-hmm.
So I would definitely say this was definitely an upgrade from the previous 2 weeks. I think mm-hmm. you're starting to see some storylines forming some questions that need to be answered, which is what you want, because that leads you to pay-per-views. Like, what's happening with Nick Aldis and Trevor Murdoch? What's happening with Nick Aldis and the Strictly Business? What's going on with James Storm and the Sinister Minister? You know, what's going on with that group? What's going on in the tag team picture? What's going on with Kratos and Aaron Stevens? You know, you just have a lot going on, which is what you want. You want to start setting things up. This pay-per-view that's going to happen in October, I think you'll see some storylines playing out, but because it is with another promotion, it may not be that same feel as a regular NWA pay-per-view, but I think you'll see some storylines play out. I'm looking forward to the cage match with Crimson and Jack Stain. So just all good stuff for the very positive week here on the NWA Saturday special.
It is. We're feeling good. We're feeling very good. It was a fun show. I enjoyed seeing chaos and brawling and Camille coming out of nowhere and jumping Melina. That was fucking cool. I love the Hex. I love our girls, Allison Kay and Marty Bell. I love them as a tag team. But I do love Genocide. I love our women's division. I think the NWA women's division is killer. It really is.
It is. It's definitely getting better and better as it goes along. Yep. And Camille's really coming into her own.
She is. She's slowly getting there. She understands that she's like the big girl on the big wrestler on the block in that division. And she's inflicting her will. But I still find it fishy that Tom Latimer and Chris Adonis came out to attack Trevor Murdoch and no sign of Nick.
Now, you know, Nick Aldis didn't always come out with Strictly Business, so it's not 100% unusual, but yeah, it's definitely interesting. Or was Nick Aldis sending these guys out to do his dirty work for him?
That is true. Because I don't know if NWA does the old WWE thing of, you know, rematch clause. So I'm sure Nick Aldis has a rematch coming up down the line. We'll see. So that's Power for this week. And as we said, pretty awesome. Now, the tapings are done for that one day because Joe Galli mentioned as we went off the air that this coming week will be a Power Surge, which is usually like a 30, 40 minute shorter show with a group of promos, interviews, and a match. So we may see, maybe we'll see some. This might actually be a pretty important episode of Power Surge, though, Doctor, because maybe we'll start getting some explanations on things that went down this past Tuesday.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
What?
Pretty big. Big week. You can follow me on Twitter at Scott C. Podfather, and you can follow the brand on Twitter at PTBN Wrestling. You can follow the doctor on Twitter at Dr. G. PTB. We don't talk about baseball because our teams suck. Our football teams, well, they're 0-1. As we're recording, you guys are actually winning at the 2-minute warning. Giants beating the Washington Football Association of the Universe 29-27 at the 2-minute warning. One thing, Doctor, I wanted to tell you before we go. I don't know if you had a chance to watch this past week's episode of AEW Dynamite, but of course it was at The Rock, the Prudential Center in.
You know, I didn't, and I have to. You know what? I think that's going to be on my watch list for tomorrow.
Yeah, you got to watch it because next week is the big show in Queens. So, but CM Punk did commentary with JR, Tony, and Excalibur, and you know what he called? You happy? You would have smiled. I think a tear would have been shed out of Dr. G's eye. Punk called the building, you know, like the house that Ruth built is the old Yankee Stadium. Because this new one is the house that George built. You know that, right?
Of course.
He called it the house that Martin Brodeur built.
Love it.
For those that don't know, Dr. G is a unabashed New Jersey Devils fan. And have good shots of the Stanley Cup banners. He talked about... But you know Punk's a hockey fan because he's talking about like Ken Danico and Scott Stevens and all your all the goons that you had on those Devils teams.
Yeah, no, he is a big Blackhawks fan, big hockey fan. Is.
Yep, loves the Blackhawks. So, but yeah, watch Dynamite this week. And if you want to hear about more about Dynamite, check out the episode that dropped yesterday of Place to Be Nation's Main Event. It was just me and Nate. Steve had a family obligation, so it was just me and the Godfather, Nate Milton. We just rapped. We just free-formed, freestyled. Talking AEW, WWE,
I definitely think the stuff that they're doing is kind of growing on you because you're talking about it more and you're actually like saying, watch the show. You know, that's something new coming from your mouth.
They are doing something next week that I'm not in favor of. There is one thing they're doing. And if you want to know what that is, time to do a plug. Listen to Place to Be Nation's Main Event and you'll see what I mean. There is one thing about this coming week's big Grand Slam show in Queens that I'm not in favor of. I'm not telling you, doctor, you have to listen.
Did they wind up selling out that show?
Oh, yeah. Queens? Yeah, because I tried to get tickets for you and I and didn't fly. Just to let you know.
Yeah, they're definitely hot now.
Yep.
There's other reasons, too. Obviously, people are just itching to see live stuff after really going a year without it. So,
right. Yep,
that doesn't hurt either, but I mean, it's definitely interesting to see, you know, because this is WWE country in this area, whether the territory system's around or not, and it's not. But to see them actually come up in this area and actually draw well is a good sign for them.
Yeah, I agree. No, you're right. You're right. So they're going to do live 2-hour Dynamite Wednesday and then a taped 2-hour Rampage for Friday. Usually Rampage is only an hour. So,
wow, that's a long.
I know.
That's a long day for the fans, let me tell you.
It is. It is. Anyway, have a great weekend. Enjoy the weather. Hopefully it's nice. And we'll talk to you next Saturday morning with more NWA Saturday Special. I am Scott. He is the doctor. And you are not.
Ciao.